Joining us now from the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, Anthony Cordesman. He's a former official at the Defense Department, an advisor to Senator John McCain on the Senate Armed Services Committee, and the author of a four-volume study on the lessons of modern war. Anthony Cordesman, when the Army Chief of Staff says he's planning for current troop levels in Iraq for four more years, does that mean he's expecting them to actually be there that long?
No, it means that what you have to do is create a stable plan which will allow the Army to maintain high troop levels without disrupting family life, training, retention, and recruiting any more than is absolutely necessary. There's no way to predict exactly what level of troop levels are going to be required, but in the past, the assumption has always been Iraqi forces would come online, the Iraqi political system would work, and troop reductions could be made at fairly high levels. In practice, that simply hasn't taken place, and the Army now needs a stable personnel plan to manage what may be a long-term engagement.
Well, should we think of General Schoomaker's statement as a kind of a worst-case scenario prediction, or should we say this is kind of how we think things will be for the next 4 years? Is this kind of what the Army assumes until there are counterorders, assumes is going to be its mandate?
I think it is a worst case, but we have to put that in perspective. It's not going to be a reduction to zero. The fact is that through 2010, it's going to take a very substantial American advisory presence to deal with the Iraqi forces and police. There's probably going to have to be continuing support from U.S. heavy units like armored and artillery units, and continuing support from the Navy and from the U.S. Air Force. But these are potentially far less demanding Army troop levels than the ones that General Schoomaker has as a contingency plan.
When you look at General Schoomaker's plan for troop levels in Iraq through 2010, you've mentioned the participation of naval forces and Air Force reserves. You look at a situation like North Korea that's developing. Maybe we would want to reinforce U.S. troop levels along the DMZ. How does all this figure in?
The fact is that the United States Army is under very intense stress. The summer of this year, the Army refused to submit a budget request simply because the guidance levels it had as to its budget were so low that it couldn't meet its commitments in Iraq, much less prepare for any broader range of commitments. So this plan is only a plan to deal with one major problem, the problem in Iraq. It doesn't bring the Army back into balance. It doesn't mean the Army can meet U.S. strategic commitments. And it doesn't ensure that the Army can get well from the burden imposed by Iraq.
Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Anthony, thank you.
Thank you.